This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
I am, and it is. Welcome along to BFBS Esports Live. Thank you, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. What is this show? Well, it's the show that is dedicated to gaming within the forces, which you can listen to on BFBS wherever you are in the known universe, or indeed you can watch it. If you've got Facebook or Twitch, we're on there streaming right now, where you can watch us, including my new teeth. I was late to come in for the show this morning because I had to go to the dentist, so I'm feeling fresh, so very fresh. What is on the show? We'll be chatting to Abel Seaman, James Payne, who's going to be competing in a drone racing tournament in Australia later this year. Interesting to talk about that. Maybe the parallels between drone racing and esports, that hand-to-eye coordination, and how, because I've watched some drone racing stuff, how he doesn't vomit immediately, because I had a go and I thought I was going to barf. Plus, we'll be chatting to SAC James Harrison about an upcoming event in September. Not only everyone in the forces can be involved in, but civil servants as well. That sounds like a battle royale. Also, I want to know. We always want to know something from you. And that is, what game do you think you could go pro in? Now, there are so many computer games. Not all of them are esports. Some are older, some are newer. Some just never made the cut when it came to it. Extra points for randomness, just to set the level of what I'm thinking about here. I think I could go pro in Nintendogs. Okay, Virtual Crufts, here I come. That could be my game. I want to hear from you. Usual way, either email us in the studio, bfbs.com/esportslive, or hit us up via either of the chat windows on Facebook or Twitch. And we'll have music. And here's a song that was actually turned on to by my daughter. She's 8. She turned me onto this song. First time I played it, though, I actually chose the rude version.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know. You moved on really easily.
Olivia Rodrigo here on BFBS, the eSports Live station. Although I feel like I'm taking over the entirety of BFBS with just one show, which is half an hour a week. Thank you very much for being with us. If you want to get in touch, get a shout out, call out your mates, whatever it is, head over to either the Facebook or Twitch BFBS. You'll find it there. We're streaming live, bfbs.com/eSports Live. And my first guest on today's show is able seaman James Payne, who's based out of RAF Marham in Norfolk. How are you, buddy? How are you, James?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. If there was a game that you could go pro in that isn't out there right now, what would that game be, James?
That isn't out there right now?
Well, no, that's not an e-sport right now.
Oh. That's a tough question. Like, Minecraft is a classic one that I started. It's not quite e-sport ready, but, you know,
How could we put together an esports tournament in Minecraft, do you think? Do you think it's where you get given something, you have to build it, and there's a certain time limit who can create the greatest thing?
Yeah, speedruns have definitely starred on the internet and got a lot of viewers, and so have building competitions. But I'm just wondering whether they could make a game mode like the Hunger Games that was really competitive.
Yeah, I think that works for me. I must admit, watching any speedrunner gives me massive anxiety immediately because you just know how many hours they've dropped into it. Mr. Moto, Borley Moto, who is watching via Twitch, has just put in, I could play Frogger, but how he'd do it is using a Dance Revolution gamepad at the same time. So obviously using his feet to get across. I like it. Maybe that could be an esports. Anyway, before we get to the tournament, James, you're off to later this year. Tell us a bit more about drone racing in the forces and what it is you do.
Sure. I describe drone racing as the cheapest form of motorsports. Since you build, program, /tune, and then race your drone that has 5-inch blades around a track against competitors, it's great fun. In the UK Armed Forces, there's a small group, but we're growing, and we've competed at national standards and have enjoyed showcasing our skills at multiple civilian and military events.
It is. I've watched it on the internet, I must admit. Not your racing, but I have watched. There was a tournament they did, which was going around car parks and they had lights, and it was the World Drone Racing League or something like that. And it is full on. It does feel like, every now and again, someone will say it's a sport of the future. It does feel like that, especially with the camera angles and the 360-degree way of racing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. What you can do with these racing drone cameras nowadays is phenomenal. You'll see stuff on Netflix and Doctor Who filmed from racing drones, not from helicopters or big fancy 10 grand drones. These are racing drones that you can build for 250 quid.
I know. It's very, very good. Would you say it helps in any way with serving in the Navy if you wish to join the force in the future?
For sure. In any of the service, if you're an aircraft technician or a pilot, I'd say that the skills that you develop as a drone racing pilot in building, maintaining and then flying them means that you either have a good amount of dexterity or technical knowledge to put together something from components to a flying machine that, you know, you have to be insured to use.
Yeah. Have you struggled with motion sickness at all?
I haven't, but I know I have had family members that found it a bit too hard to have the goggles on, but you can watch it from a screen.
Yeah, I must admit, the first time I tried a virtual reality helmet, I almost had a moment. I thought I was going to be sick in the middle of a load of people. I'll stop talking about sick, I promise. So tell us about the tournament you've got coming up. Is it Australia?
So nothing's confirmed yet, but after the inaugural Military International Drone Racing Tournament in 2019, I know the Australians want another competition. And so we're hoping that we'll get an official invite later this year.
Well, how do we do this? How do we get you an invite, James?
Well, already the top people of each, the Australian Armed Forces and the British Army are already in conversation. So I think it's just a waiting game.
How fierce is the competition when you come up against other armed forces? I mean, because we've talked a lot about this on the show over the past 6 weeks, which is how competitive we are between our own forces. What's it like when you come up in other countries?
You know what? It's very exhilarating. Just seeing people with a different jersey, a different flag on their shoulder, knowing that you're against them, but you're kind of also with them because, you know, you've used the skill set to get to be invited to that tournament. It's exhilarating.
I mean, this is an esports show. We're talking about esports here, and the conversation we're having is about drone racing. But how much do you think this is crossing everything from your day job through other parts of the forces, through esports and drone racing, the hand-to-eye coordination, the skills you need, the ability to communicate? How much is that helping across the things, do you think?
are, it's helping a massive amount. With seeing people who are very good at leading teams in video games or very good at building components and building together a drone, then go on and excel in their core role. Just because the confidence that you get from making something fly or from getting your team from zero to hero in a video game, it just gives you confidence well out of the video gaming area.
I've got zero skills when it comes to electrics or building anything. What would be my chances of actually building a racing drone?
To be honest, if anyone can build Lego, they could build a racing drone.
Really?
Yes. It's not as simple as that, but you do literally have the world's your oyster. YouTube has everything you need to know. And if you can give it enough patience, then you can do it. But you don't even need to build it yourself. You can buy and fly drones that are pre-built for you.
I sort of feel like I'd need the kit just to see I'd do it. I'd spend weeks and weeks, I'd have all this patience and then fly straight into wall. James, it has been great to chat. Good luck. I do hope the Brisbane 2022 invite comes through. I'm sure it will. And when it happens, I hope you do the best. Cheers, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. That is Abel Seaman, James Payne, talking about drone racing. Let's play some more music. This is Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Years like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. And leave the body of my soul to be a part of thee. I do what it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Bit of Imagine Dragons here on BFBS. So then, what I was asking you, and it's popped up a few times as well, is if there was a game, what could you go pro in? What could you become a pro esportser in? Now, it could be a game that's out there already. Maybe you could become the next CSGO pro. But I wanted extra points of randomness. For me, if you remember Nintendogs, man, I loved that game. I was desperate to have a dog. But I was living in rented flats in London and it just never happened for whatever reason. So yeah, I ended up with Nintendogs, which sounds quite sad thinking about it quite now, but I got very good on Nintendogs. Craig says, how about Football Manager? 25 years experience, age not a factor to ability, fitness level can be zero, glorified spreadsheet management, best played alone, kids don't like it, so don't want to play with you. Makes for great story regaling, both absurd and real at the same time, brings in real life to the world of gaming. It does. I got very stuck into one of the, years and years ago now, before it became truly, truly, like, it got to the point, didn't it, that Arsene Wenger and Football Managers were actually searching these player databases to find the next new player. That's how good the databases were. And I remember I made a documentary, or at least I made an insert into documentary, about Football Manager itself. And I interviewed one of the guys who looked after one of the databases, and it was so in depth. It was outrageous how in depth it was. And one of the best stories I ever heard, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, so it might not be totally accurate, but it was that it was the Everton manager. I think it was Walter Smith's son had basically played Football Manager, and he'd seen this player playing in the second division of the Spanish league. And he said, like, Dad, you've got to sign him. Who was it? It was Ronaldo who was trying to sign. He'd just seen him in this league. It was amazing.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos. Cold September's, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week, in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child, and the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. Teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I arm myself with a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, locker room talking lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man, oh god the kids are damn hard, can he chant that but he looks sad. She said that
Sam Fender, 17 going under. One more quick message, actually, before we chat to James Harrison. Gutted to find there is no money in being a professional Tetris player, says Anna. People used to come over and watch me in the school playground over my shoulder. Honestly, was that good. The coolest I've ever been in my life. It's worth checking out then, Anna. Somebody called Rutherford Chang, who was a New York artist, who said that Tetris was a metaphor for life under capitalism, filmed himself playing it 1,555 times to see if he could break the world record, because he said Tetris was a lot like life, that, you know, you kept going, every line you got, you went up a level, you were chasing this number, and then as your life progressed, Tetris got harder and harder and harder, like your life, until the point where you died. Anyway, let us chat to James, who is SAC James Harrison, or Roadrunner 90 from RAF Esports team based out of RAF. Witten, I'm going to say, James, and get it completely wrong.
It's Witten.
Witten, thought it might be. And I'm hoping that the 90 in your name, tell me that's not the year you were born.
Yeah, it was. Oh,
man, right. Let's chat about what game you could go pro in, because obviously you play already. What would you go pro in? If you
yeah,
could go
so
pro?
I play War Thunder. So it's the simulator, like simulated game. It's like you play tanks, planes, boats, and everything else. That. So if I was going to go professional, I would do that, and there's like they do major esports tournaments as well, but I haven't done that yet. So yeah,
well, could you, I mean, with your role within the RAF, could you have, I don't know if it's possible, can you have a pro esports career at the same time? Is that something that can happen?
I'm not really sure about that. It's a very 9-to-5 job I've got at the moment, so I don't think I'll be able to get away from that, to be honest.
Probably not.
Not really.
There was rugby players, wasn't there, who had pro careers when they were in the RAF. I think the two of the players who were for Leicester. Anyway, I've gone off topic. Sorry. I've gone off topic. Is that the game you tend to compete for with the RAF?
Yeah, so there'll be any games, that'll be the one I'm doing. I've like done, 8,000 hours in that game. Whoa. So I should technically be professional playing it. But yeah, most of the time it's enjoyment, and I use Twitch and everything else for it as well. So yeah.
And I've been told you can't make it to Insomnia next month, but you are competing in an event in September. What event is that?
So the event is actually, it's a all forces element, so even civilians and civil service can do it, and it's to commemorate the Battle of Britain. We're just making a series of matches between all personnel to just act out, fight out, basically, over Britain. So have people playing as the Germans and some of the Brits, and we get to fight against each other in aviation.
Well, that sounds great. Will that be streamed?
Yes. So I am actually getting streamed on the RGN Twitch space as well for it.
What pressure do you think that adds to you when you compete in these places? Because there's one thing playing in your own space, you're in your own room, you've got your own setup. People, yes, they can see you online, but they might not be watching for what you're doing. When it becomes a streaming situation, how does that change it for you?
Oh, so it does change it a lot. It's like you want to try and do your best, and you can't show the exact same frustrations as you would if you were playing on your own. You just want to try and compete and show off like your actual skills, and because everybody can see what you can do, and it's a driving factor for someone else to want to play the game as well, which is what you should really always try and do.
Well, how can people get involved?
To get involved, especially in this event, is you just have to be on the RGN Discord, so I can actually communicate with you, and you just have to play the game. It's a free-to-play game, and the vehicles we're going to use, you can literally unlock those in a day of playing, and it's free. So all you need to do is put your name down for it, and you can join in.
I need to get myself. I keep hearing about these games. Every week I'm doing this. I've not played them yet. I need to try them. And what's the prediction then? What force do you think will be the ruling champions by the end of it?
So I'm going to be biased because I'm going to be one of the people playing. So it's going to be Aria. I'm trying to mix it together. So it's going to be one team or the other. So I can't. Hopefully the British team will win. But it's just depending what actually happens there as well.
Well, James, It sounds great. I'm definitely going to check it out. I'll definitely be watching. So thank you so much. Good luck for it when it happens. Thank you very much. Thank you to James Harrison from RAF Witten. So going to play one more song. We've got time for one more song before we finish this show up. As we've done the last few weeks, we've played a last song, which is iconic in some way. This one is in its own way, but because of the game it's featured in, can you guess the game? To give you a couple of tips, the game was released in October 2002. The game was designed by Rockstar North, who made all those great games. Main character voiced by Ray Liotta. Question in the sense that what game did that come from? It came from one of the most iconic games of all time, and of the whole series, I think it's still the best one. It was GTA Vice City. It was on one of the radio stations. Which one? I don't remember now, but there's been so many great songs that have come off those radio stations over the years. For a long time, I wanted to be one of the radio presenters on one of the channels on Grand Theft Auto. But it never happened. I did actually meet one of the guys who was one of the characters, and he was amazing and very, very cool. Far too cool for me. And that is it. Thank you very much. Just another message that we've seen on the game that you can pro in. Kat says, I love GoldenEye as a kid. Wanted to be a spy when I grew up. Parents say I used to walk stealthily around the house and sneak up on them to practice when I was going to be a spy. Like Pierce Brosnan. I mean, of all the James Bonds to choose. I love my job now to do with marine biology, but it's nothing like being a spy. Maybe you creep up on dugongs every now and again. Who knows? Anyway, that is it. Thank you so much for being involved, as always. Thank you for listening. We'll be back same place, same time next week. My special guest, Major Timothy Harcourt, head of Army Esports. We'll have a question as well. Keep your eye on all of our social channels for what that will be. As always, you can get in touch via bfbs.com/esportslive. Thank you to the Audio Content Fund. See you next week.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.